From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syrian rebels say they will attend peace talks in Kazakhstan next week. They say the meeting in Astana on January 23rd will focus on the ceasefire, humanitarian issues, and violations by the regime. Turkish media report thousands of soldiers will be sent into Syria as Turkish forces struggle to recapture the strategically important town of Al-Bab from the Islamic State group. Last month, 16 Turkish soldiers were killed in one attack in Al-Bab, where jihadists increasingly are using suicide bombers and truck bombs. Turkish news media say a suspect has been arrested in the deadly New Year's Eve terrorist attack on an Istanbul nightclub. The Hurriyet Daily News says Abdulkadir Masharipov was detained Monday in Istanbul. It reported the suspect was undergoing medical tests. United Nations envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed went to Yemen Monday and met with senior Yemeni leaders, including President Abdu Rabu Mansour Hadi, to appeal for a return to a truce. The meeting came as Yemen reached the grim milestone of 10,000 civilians dead in the violence. Gambia's president has filed an injunction aimed at preventing the president-elect's inauguration on January 19th. It forbids any party from swearing in president-elect Adama Barrow. President Yahya Jammeh said late Sunday on state television all parties should await the outcome of a case before the Supreme Court that challenges the results of Gambia's December 1st election. Mr. Jammeh lost the election and refuses to accept the results. This is VOA News.